above your real name.
Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Selena Pinkney coming at you live with blogtalkradio.com/the prayer line. And I have my guest host, who's also a host of the prayer line on our social media page as well, Pastor Richard Osazi from Nigeria, calling in from Malaysia. And he is going to lead us into our opening prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and take some prayer requests. We will pray, and we'll get right into the show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This number to call in, for those of you listening out there, is area code 323-870-4054. Again, the guest line is 323-870-4054. I do see that we have someone calling in on my private line, and I need to remind everyone that's tuning in. We have people tuning in from all over the world. There are only a certain amount of slots, so if you wish to be able to call in a prayer request or share something with us, you need to be calling in ahead of time, and you will be in the queue. And if you are not in the queue, you just keep trying until you get through, and just hold on the line until I see you, and I'll pick up the call. Okay? So now, tonight's topic, just to give everyone a little insight into what we will be discussing, is temperance and miracles. So we will be sharing scripture and insight and inspiration on temperance and miracles. Take it away, Pastor Rich, with the opening prayer for us, please.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the living Jesus. Our Lord is good. My name is Pastor Rich. I pray for every one of you here that is hearing the sound of my voice. This month of August, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, those that believe in him, they shall mount like the eagle, they shall fly, they shall walk, they shall not faint, you know. And I pray for every one of you that is hearing the sound of my voice this evening. Heaven will intercede in any areas of your life. Your matter, whatever that concerns you, shall be an emergency meeting in heaven in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every one of you that is hearing the sound of my voice right now, that any situation that you are passing through in life, whatever that particular thing that is disturbing life, that is making you action yourself, is God not real? Is God not available? Where is the God that I serve? Beloved, God is real. Our God is available. Beloved, I pray for you this morning. Out here from Malaysia is money. And I pray for every one of you this morning that God that delivered Paul and Silas, the Lord that delivered Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, the Lord that delivered Daniel, the same God will deliver you today in the name of Jesus. Every trial, every disaster, every tragedy you are facing in life, in this month of August, the end has come in the name of Jesus. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Elijah, the God of Elisha, the God of Moses, the God of Apostle Paul, the God of the apostles, the same God will intervene in your situation today in the name of Jesus. Today, the new beginning has started in your life. Today, I decree and I declare and I prophesy upon everyone's life that God of heaven and earth, the Lord that created the heaven and earth with that pillar, the same God will create you today in the name of Jesus. Bible says, in Obadiah 1:17, that upon my Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess your possession. I pray the deliverance, the finger of the Lord shall deliver you today. The deliverance your life has been waiting for, the change that your life has been waiting for, all your expectations, the Lord shall deliver you from them today in the name of Jesus. And your expectation shall not be cut short today in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Psalm 105:15, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Beloved, what is that thing in your life? What is that condition? What is that situation? The matter is not before. Abraham was there, and Abraham endured, and he see the salvation of God, and he see the glory of the Lord. If you are a lady hearing the sound of my voice, remember your great-grandmother, Sarah. He passed through the challenges. He passed through the same, that he have faith and believe in God. Beloved, what I want you to have in your back of your mind is faith. There is no mountain that he cannot move. Faith can move every mountain. Faith and favor can crash with your neighbor. In the name of Jesus, your neighbor does not matter before the Lord. When the favor of God come upon you, it will wipe away all your neighbor. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, I pray for you right now. Let the favor that will wipe away your neighbor come upon you in this month of August in the name of Jesus. This is my first time of contributing. I'm preaching and praying in this radio in the United States of America. I pray, God, King of Glory, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of the United States of America. I pray for the coming election in the year 2016. God, arise and appear in the situation in the name of Jesus. There shall be no blood sharing. There shall be no disaster. There shall be no tragedy. And I pray for every man, every woman, that all because they are jobless, because nothing good is happening on their side. Beloved, as you are listening to this radio program this morning, I decree and I declare all your hope, all your expectation, as God has lifted me up, the same God is still available. The same God is still alive. Beloved, your time has come. Your hour has come. Your moment has come. In prayer line, I decree and I declare, every member of the prayer line, heaven will intercede. Heaven will intervene in your situation. In the name of Jesus, Mali Kabadibu, Rekandalabo Sokontoria, Lukunda Reba Kapoliba Sekintiye, Reba Likudiliba Kasinda Likuniba Sakataya, Malaka Baba 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 Ligidilibu, Sekintaliba Kalikuniba Sekintilibu, Reka Liba Zenda Lika Yema Sekintibu, Rukunda Liba Kabali Kabosutuya, the Karibu Subkuntubika Yimala Kanduriba Sekitidu. I pray for every man, every woman that is having one pain and another. I decree and I declare upon you now healing. I declare healing upon you right now in the name of Jesus. You that brother, you that sister that is having evil thought in your mind, how to commit a crime because of this condition you are passing through, because of the situation around you. This morning, I pray as a servant of the living God, as a servant of the Most High God. I decree and I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus, I wipe away every evil thought in your mind, every evil agenda in your mind. I wipe them away by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus. That blockage in your life, that blockage in your family, every generational curses, every generational bondage, every generational affliction, every generational step back, every marriage delay, every broken of marriage, every failure in your marriage, every disappointment in your work. I pray as a servant of the Lord, I pray for you this moment. I reconnect them back by the power of God upon me. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have failed yesterday, the Lord will appear in your situation today. The Lord will restore you back. I pray for your failure to become your promotion. I pray for your disappointment to become your appointment. I pray for every one of you. Your disappointment shall become your appointment. In the name of Jesus, your failure shall become your promotion. I decree upon this young man's life, your name is Philip. I pray for you right now, every depression that you are going through right now, as the Lord revealed it, I spoke a word. Let there be calm, be calm, be calm, be calm, be calm. In the name of Jesus, every tribulation that you are facing, I speak calm upon it right now. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, heaven is real. Hell is free. What are you doing with the gift of God upon your life? Are you bearing gift of God upon your life? Beloved, go out there, win a soul to the kingdom of God. The time has come for you and I to spread the gospel around the world. If you can see what is happening in the world today, this is the revelation that was given. This is the sign of the end time. Beloved, Jesus is coming soon. It's real. It's real. It's real. Jesus is coming soon. Beloved, this is the time for you to get up from your bed. This is the time for you to wake up from your slumber and go out for the coming, preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Don't use your life to serve the devil. Hell is real. Heaven is real. Hell is free, heaven is free. Beloved, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit a lady to gain the whole world, to enjoy your life on earth, to go around the world, but at the end of the day, where are you going to spend your eternity? Eternity, beloved, is very, very important in someone's life. Some will say, I spend my eternity here on earth. You cannot spend your eternity here on earth, because Bible says in the book of Matthew 24, that when the end shall come, the sign, flood, nation will be rising against nation, flood, tribulation, earthquake. Beloved, that is what we are seeing today. That is what we are going through today. Beloved, this is the sign of the end time. Beloved, you are inside the bus. The Holy Spirit ministers to you that speak a word. There is a soul that is perishing. There is a soul that is discrediting. Inside the bus, inside the train, inside the plane, just speak a word to someone's life. Beloved, you say, my hour have not yet come. My time has not yet come. My moment has not yet come. Beloved, the time has come. Your hour has come. This is the time for you to rise up and speak a word. You can go out in the morning. You prophesy into people's life. If you are shy, beloved, try to plead a street and go out and stay in a somewhere or the bus stop. You can be sharing the tracts to people. Use your money to evangelize the word of God to the life of his people. Because at the end of the day, you will give account of it. Whatever you do on earth, there is account that you're going to give before the Lord. Beloved, is your account in line with the Lord, in the line with the Holy Spirit? Beloved, whatever you are doing today, there is a penalty over it. That's what we call.
Amen.
The last.
I agree with you, Pastor.
That is what it is.
Powerful, powerful prayer. Amen. We do have some prayer requests also for those of us that are out there. I do see that we have a caller coming in. That's probably the other co-host, Monica Pinckney of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Let me go ahead and just pick her up, and she may want to say a few words, okay?
My prayer request is to pray for the peace of God in the land of the United States. Let God arise and took away every plan of the enemy concerning the United States. God bless you.
Amen.
See you next week.
And we have a caller here. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from and your prayer request.
My name is Pastor Rich Osaze.
I'm
calling from Malaysia.
We know this. We know you. I introduced you. We have another caller calling in right now. Monica? Do we have Monica on the line?
Yes, it's Monica.
Hello? Okay, you're on the air. Can you please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us your prayer request?
This is Monica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and I'm just trying to get prayer requests for my parents, my family, my son, as well as myself on my new journey and relocating.
Amen. Okay. We also have a prayer request from Adrian over in South Carolina. We pray that the Lord bring her peace and bring her what her wishes are, that God knows she may be going through. This is a private prayer request, but God knows what's going on, and we pray that God will go ahead with divine intervention and help bring peace in her life, and whatever her wishes are, that they will become a reality. We also pray for Monica also with her prayer request today for her son and her family and her success.
I also have something else I wanted to add. I wanted to pray for the Gallagher family, Thomas Gallagher, who's now mourning the loss of a niece. And I also am praying for Pastor Zagar in Pakistan with the recovery effort after the horrible flooding. I'm also praying and asking God to cover families with protection, to strengthen them and encourage them to use their spiritual eyes with all things and consult God about all things and all matters in order to save and protect their family.
Amen. Amen. The Gallagher family and also Pastor Sagar, Ayub Sagar from Pakistan, that runs the orphanage. He's also a part of our family on our social media page, the Prayer Alliance and Facebook. We also have Nathan Jackson from Kenya that is also a part of the Prayer Line, Kenya in Africa. We pray he's going through some trials and tribulation right now, and we pray that God also gives him peace. We also have Evelyn Shangala, our friend from the Prayer Line. He is from Zambia, a college student with her thesis right now. We pray that God will keep her mind focused on her studies and be able to successfully graduate. And we pray for her to be lifted up and continue to be safe in her travels. We're also praying and believing for her to be able to get her visa to be able to travel in missionary work that she wishes to go into. I also have Alicia in New Jersey. Alicia is praying for prayer requests on her move to a new apartment. That's with her landlord. I'm going to mute the caller, whoever has the background noise. I'm just going to mute you for one moment, and I'll pick the line up again. Okay, we also have someone on the prayer line from our social media page, Lauren, that posted a prayer request. If you scroll all the way back, you can see those that have requested prayer requests within the past, you know, few days or weeks or what have you. Lauren had lost her job, and she has a disabled son and daughter. She is praying and believing God for a new job and for God to be able to keep the roof over her head, I'm sure, help her to be able to provide for her children. And we pray that with this door closing that God will open up another one instantly for Lauren. The final prayer request is that we pray for myself and my family, of course, as my son is going to be starting at a new school. We pray that he will be kept in a good spirit and people will have his best interest at heart, the teachers and the students. We'll definitely care for him and look out for him over there at the new school. In transition from the bus to home and from home to school and so forth. I'm also believing, God, that my up-and-coming business be a success with the new landlord. Child care business, for those of you that know me, know that I have a degree in the special education field. I'm also believing, God, for the prayer line nonprofit organization. God is moving. God is doing things. We're going to be doing missionaries coming very soon down the pike. We're going to be opening doors for other people. It will manifest off the page. It has already manifested off the page from the prayer line on social media onto a radio show, online radio, and it will manifest again in the name of Jesus. I declare it. I decree it. It will be a physical center where people can come and get help with different things that they're going through in life. In prayer lines, it'll be ministers from all over coming in. I'll be doing missionary work. I'll be bringing in college students. I will be donating things, sending things abroad, bringing people from abroad. We will be having workshops for the youth. We will be giving English classes for English as a second language. We will be teaching the youth about how to do resumes and how to prepare for college. And we will have computer classes and so forth. So I'm believing God that he will bless my businesses in that area as well. And so we've gone ahead and done our prayer request. We do have a few minutes left, listeners, Monica and Richard. Monica, I'm going to unmute your line. I'm not sure where you're located right now, but I was picking up background noise. I'm just going to ask that you move your location. I did take you off mute if you want to add something. Our story for the day is don't underestimate your prayers. It's coming from Ephesians chapter 6. It was shared originally by Carolyn Blair on August 4th, 2015 on our page, the prayer line. We also have the daily scripture that was shared on August 6th by Samantha Salters of New Jersey. Thank you, Carolyn. Samantha has shared Colossians 3. And live in the spirit, not in the flesh of the earth, is basically what it says all in all. Let us not forget Pastor Rich, who's our guest on the line tonight, that also gave us a prophetic word on August 5th that that God is positioning you to receive great things, quote unquote. There is a divine positioning going on right now. And I want to encourage you all that are tuning in, never to stop tuning to God and listening first and foremost in your lives, putting God first. We have one final thing I want to do before we take anything else, another call, if we have time. Just so you know, listeners, our show is only 30 minutes due to budget constraints. We are just starting out, but let us pray also and remember to ask God that he bless us to be able to have funding in the near future, donations where we will be able to open the lines for a full hour or more. I'm going to play a short 1 to 2 minute video, ladies and gentlemen, with Javon Maul that posted this originally on August 1st. And it's a special message for everyone. I want you to please all, please be silent and pay close special attention, because this is our video of our discussion for today. So stand by and everyone just listen.
Praise the Lord, Facebook. There's a little story that I want to share with you. I remember going to a restaurant with my pastor, the late superintendent, Willie Frank Robinson. And when we got there, the lady seated us and we sat and ordered our drinks. And we got our drinks and then we ordered our food. Then about 30 minutes later, a group of individuals came in. They sat down and they began to order their food. And about another 30 minutes passed. And the table that came in 30 minutes after us got their food first. And then some people at my table got our food, but I haven't gotten my food yet. And so I got a little bit aggravated and agitated because I couldn't understand how these people that came in after me are eating before me. And then when I politely asked the waiter to come here, and I said, listen, I don't understand, because I ordered my food first, and how is it that these people that came in after me are eating before me? And she said, listen, what they ordered was simple. They ordered a simple thing, so it did not take long to prepare. But your order was a special order, so it took a little bit longer than theirs. Well, I waited a few more minutes, and when they brought out my order, it was everything that I wanted it to be. It was everything that I anticipated for it to be. And at that moment, I was thankful and I was grateful. I want to encourage about three of you on this Facebook here. Maybe a few more. I want to encourage you that, listen, it may look like folk around you are eating before you, and people are prospering all around you, and doors are opening for everyone else but you. But could it be that they may have asked God for a simple thing, but you've asked God for a hard thing? You've asked God for a special order, and there's a special order that He is preparing for you. But I want to prophesy unto you that when this order comes out, it's going to be everything you anticipated, everything you prayed about, everything that you've been trusting Him for, everything that you've been believing Him for. Just because somebody is eating before you does not mean that God has forgotten about you, but you ought to take a moment and give God praise, because God is preparing something behind the scenes. Now, if you receive this word, do me a favor. I want you to tag about five people, and I want you to share this post on your wall, and I want you to declare that God has a special order just for me. I want you to share this post, share this video, and tag about five people and say, God has a special order just for me. Have a blessed, powerful, favor-filled rest of your day. Bless you.
Amen. So that is the word for today and the testimony that Matt had shared with us. And basically, it doesn't matter what it may look like in the flesh. We all go through ups and downs, disagreements, turmoil, things that may be hurdles in life. But don't ever let that block your blessing, because you're so tuned into looking at what's in the physical. What always seems to be going on the outside of somebody else's life may not necessarily be what's going on the inside. You see, some smile and they can look nice and dress nice, doesn't mean that they don't go through ups and downs just like you do. We all go through it. Nobody's life is perfect. That's why we need the power of prayer. That's why we need to always be prayed up. We need to always have on this armor of God. We need to surround ourselves with people going in the right direction in life. And those that are not, we need to pray for them also. We need not be selfish. We need to be selfless and remember others that are not in a good place right now, because that could be you on the other side, and you might need somebody to pray for you. I want to read this scripture by Ephesians 6 that I mentioned earlier. This is verse 18, quote unquote. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. May the Lord add a blessing to tonight's prayer. And we always keep everyone in prayer, all the names that were mentioned. In the name of Jesus, amen. We pray that they will have their day and see the light at the end of the tunnel. In Jesus' name, amen. And if Monica and Pastor Rich, amen, are you still with us? Okay, great. So we want to thank everyone for showing up We want to thank everyone for being a part of this prayer line. And Monica, did you want to take us out in the closing prayer, a brief 30-second to 1 minute closing prayer?
Yes. I want to give honor to God for all his wondrous things that he has done for us today. I want to thank God for all his blessings, that even the things that we take for granted. I thank God for giving us, granting us the vision of knowing that something's got to change, to keep seeking his face, keep thirsting after his spirit and yearning after his love. And I thank God for each and every day that we have, that we can embrace our family and our friends, as well as giving a positive word of prayer and encouragement to our friends, relatives, even strangers on the street. If you see someone going through a hard time, that we can lift each other up in prayer. And that's our job as good Christians, to be a blessing to others. In these words I pray, amen.
Amen. And thank you for tuning in with us here at blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. Remember to look for us on the internet. If you haven't been able to make it to church, you can't get to church, we'll bring church to you. Make sure you tune in. If you missed any blogs, invite a friend, www.blogtalkradio.com/theprayerline. Call in next week, same time, same station, 6:30 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, 323-870-4054. And this is Selena Pinkney signing out. We'll see you on the next show and on the prayer line. Thank you. Have a blessed day.